Alan, you didn't get thrown to much in Indiana.
Yeah, they were, they just, their short routes and whatnot were like that, and that's how the plays are called, and how it was going this week.
Did you expect that 88 yards in 42 seconds and 52-yard pass?
No, I did not. I thought we were going to run the ball a little more or something like that, and we just had a couple quick passes, and next thing we knew, Marvin was running down the center of the field for a touchdown.
They had some great routes there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, made some good plays. That was good.
So is there any added emphasis on being more efficient in the red zone, or are you just chalk it up to a bad day last Saturday?
I mean, we definitely want to. I mean, you can't just get field goals in there. I mean, that showed we almost lost just by getting field goals. I mean, Iowa State beat us, I think, a couple years ago by just kicking field goals, but we don't want to do that. Definitely need to score in the red zone. It's a big part of our offense. We need to work on that.
You touched on Northwestern a little bit. What is it that's given them this edge over you guys?
I don't know. I don't know if it's just fluke things that happen. I mean, turnovers and stuff like that happens. I mean, I don't know the stats or whatnot, but I'm pretty sure turnovers probably had a huge key in it, and that's probably what happened.
You're going to see a lot of black and gold up there.
Yeah, I heard the game sold out. I mean, that's great. We have a lot of fans in the Illinois area, and I mean, a lot of our fans will be traveling too, which is great about our guys. So it'll be a good game, I think.
I know, obviously, it always gets brought up what happened the last couple times when Northwestern's come here, but do you remember much at all from the last time you guys went there and actually beat them?
I mean, yeah, that was a long time ago. I remember that we ran the ball pretty well on them. I think we struggled in the first half, but came through in the second half and did pretty good.
Do you remember at all, like, I think it was like a halftime speech that I guess Coach gave you guys. I remember Damian Sims was mentioning it. It was like HBO related or something.
I don't remember that by any means, no. But it must have been something great because we definitely played better in the second half and got the victory there, so it was good.
Alan, you, it's like flushing losses. You flush halftime talk.
Is this a source of motivation for you guys, the fact that they've done so well against you the last few years?
You know what? I don't know. We don't really need any more motivation than what we have. I mean, we just got to come out and compete and just work hard. I mean, this week in practice, I mean, we didn't have a great week last week. I think it showed up. We definitely have a great week this week, and hopefully it'll show up on the field too.
Does what happened last week kind of help you guys refocus? I mean, kind of show you, hey, every week we have to have great weeks?
Yeah, it definitely does. I mean, Indiana's a great team too. I mean, they definitely did some good things there. But, I mean, we just need to finish drives like we didn't do. And, I mean, that was the main thing in that game.
Coach talked a lot about turnovers against Northwestern the last few games. He said you guys have 9 in the last 2 games. How much of a point of emphasis is turnover, our turnovers this week?
I mean, they're a huge point. I mean, every week. I mean, usually the team who wins has less turnovers, and whoever, you know, has the turnover battle wins that. I mean, wins the game. That's how it's been almost every game this year for us. So, I mean, we definitely want to minimize those. I think we're doing a great job, and we'll just continue doing that, and it'll be all right.
Hey, Marcus did last week against Indiana. How nice is it to be able to have Adam back for this week and have both of them at your disposal?
Well, obviously, he did a great job. I think he had almost 130 yards, and he ran hard and whatnot. I think he hurt his hand too, or something like that. But I mean, he still kept running hard and didn't, you know, fumble the ball at all. So that's great. And then now A-Rod's back, so that's just even better. And maybe now a 1-2 punch instead of just a single shot.